This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. وصار إلى حفرة تحتوي ويسلم فيها الحبيب الحبيب أو المرأة تعجبه نفسه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم. Welcome brothers and sisters in Islam to our series on the hereafter. Last time, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had taken the description of hellfire, and that is the tremendous punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for an eternity for the disbeliever and of course the sinners amongst the believers as well. Today, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will talk about another of the final dwelling that a believer will have inshallah, and that is of course Jannah bi-idhnillah. We'll talk about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to reward his slave, and we'll talk about Jannah in its amazing magnificence inshallah. Now, when I tell you about Jannah, there's not that many descriptions which can really cause your heart to really ponder and really fall in love with Jannah, except for a few. And I would like, if you're able to inshallah, if it's available in English, and I think it is, to actually look at the description of Jannah of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. And if you know Arabic as well, you can read it in Arabic. It is one of the most amazing and most beautiful descriptions of Jannah that I have ever come across. And if you have a look, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he fills his Nuniya, which is the 1,000 lines of poetry about Jannah, 1,000 lines of poetry about the belief of a believer. He has about 70 to 100 lines of poetry about describing Jannah and how beautiful Jannah truly is. And wallahi, when you read it, your heart is truly full of love and amazement at the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation that is in Jannah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, سبحان من غرست يداه جنة الفردوس عند تكامل البنيان. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he who made Jannah with his two hands, and when he was completing it, فلما ويداه أيضا أتقنت لبنائها فتبارك الرحمن أعظم باني. And his hands truly perfected its creation. So glory be to Allah, the best of the builders and best of the creators. لما قضى رب العباد العرش قال تكلمي فتكلمت ببياني. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished the creation of Jannah, he told Jannah to speak. And in an authentic hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jannah spoke back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْعَبْدُ الَّذِي هُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Verily, O Allah, how successful is the slave who is a believer? How successful is he? مَا دَخَرْتَ لَهُ مِنَ الْإِحْسَانِ. How much beauty and grace you have put inside me for that believer. فِيهَا الَّذِي وَاللَّهُ. Verily, inside Jannah is by Allah, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. That which no eyes have ever seen. وَلَا سَمِعَتْ بِهِ الْأُذُنَانِ. Never have the ears ever heard. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Never has the heart of a human being or a jinn ever been able to comprehend the beauty of Jannah or be able to even imagine Jannah. تَعَالَى اللَّهُ ذُو السُّلْطَانِ. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the perfect creator, the one who has all authority. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if you remember, the believers are standing just outside the gates of Jannah. Whilst they are standing outside the gates of Jannah, the angels will put them into 120 rows. Of them, 80 rows will be the people of the Ummah of Rasulullah, and they will be the first 80 rows. And then will come the next 40 rows, and they will be the people of the other generations, of the other Ummahs of the past, who will also be entered into Jannah bi-idhnillah. Now, whilst they are waiting, of course, they can smell the smell of Jannah, and as a result, their heart is beating, and their heart is pumping, and they are waiting impatiently for Jannah. At that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their creation. And as the authentic hadith mentioned, that they will be the height of 60 feet in height, and they will be 7 feet in width. And at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the size of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, at that point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also change their creation. So if they're dark skinned, they will become white skinned, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everyone to enter in a bright shining light. So because of the light that will come out of the body, everyone will look white and their faces will look white, and so everyone will enter Jannah in a white appearance. This is not to say that there is anything against black. No, of course, black people as well as white people have all ability to enter Jannah, but however their appearance would be white because of the tremendous light that will be shining forth from their bodies, and as a result that will give them a white appearance. And also Rasulullah had said that their ages will be 33 years old. Also the men therefore will be 33, and the women will also be 33 years old. And of course the men will also not go in without, will go into Jannah without a beard. So they will be 33 years old in the age of being a shabab, in the age of being a youth, and the women as well, and the men will not have a beard. This is the beard that we are being stereotyped for, that we are being harmed for, that we are being called a terrorist for. This is the beard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will no longer require to test us through, and at that point therefore we will not even have the beard at that point. Our eyes will have deep kuhl, and our eyes will be bright and beautiful, and our appearance will be the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who, as the hadith mentioned, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created beauty, he divided beauty in half, and he gave half of beauty to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and the other half to the rest of creation. At that point, brothers and sisters Islam, you are waiting, imagine you're waiting outside Jannah, waiting for the first entrance of Jannah. At that point you look at the gates, and mashallah Jannah has 8 gates, and the gates are so wide, there are 70 years in distance of travel between one side of the gate to the other side of the gate, and between two gates of Jannah there is 40 years travel. And as Rasulullah ﷺ had said, Jannah has 8 gates, and truly out of the gates there will be angels that will be peering outside the gates and calling people by the name, oh Abdullah, oh Muhammad, oh Aisha, oh Zainab, come to this gate, come to this gate. So people will be called by which of the gates they actually excelled in that type of worship. And of course some of the people will be called from more than one, and others will be called from all of the 8 gates. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you from those people who are called from the 8 gates by his great mercy and great rahmah, bi-idhnillah. How can we be from the people who are called from the gates? Well, Rasulullah ﷺ said that if you do wudu properly, and then thereafter, after you have finished your wudu properly, thereafter you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. If you say, I testify that there is no God but Allah, and that there is no prophet but that my prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah. At that point, Rasulullah ﷺ had said that indeed the 8 gates of Jannah will be open to you, if you were to say that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people. And so I encourage you to say that, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, after every wudu. Of course, after you have perfected your wudu, and make sure you have correctly perfected your wudu. Also, Rasulullah had said about women that whichever women, sallat khamsaha, whichever woman prays her 5 daily prayers, wa saamat shahraha, and she fasts her month of Ramadan, wa hafidhat farjaha, and she protects her chastity and her private parts from anybody, and protects her and covers herself with proper hijab, wa ata'at zawjaha, and she is obedient and listens to her husband, qila laha yawm al-qiyamah, it will be told to her on the day of judgment, udkhuli al-jannata min ayyi babin shi'ti, enter Jannah from whichever door you want. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. So whilst you're standing there, brothers and sisters in Islam, you just decide whichever gate you want to go to, and at that point, well, before you go in, the angels are already coming through, flying around, and they put heavy brocade of silk and clothing and beautiful ornaments and beautiful and amazing clothing on your body. MashaAllah, how beautifully fragrant, how beautiful you look already, how big you are. Why have you made so big? So that you can enjoy more, so that your surface area is more, and so that you actually feel more physical pleasure, and you feel more pleasure in your soul, because the pleasure in Jannah and the punishment in Jahannam, by the consensus of the scholars, will be the complete pleasure or the complete despair and pain felt by both the body as well as the soul, bi-idhnillah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Now imagine the first day, first moment as you enter into Jannah. And you look up and you see rows of angels on the right, and you see rows of angels on the left. Perhaps you remember when you're going past a street, perhaps when there were huge trees all overcrowding over you, and they had, you know, the sun was shining in the middle of it, and they had trees all overpowering over you. How beautiful, amazing was that experience? And this is exactly the amazing experience that the person will have when he's walking into Jannah, and he sees rows of angels saying, Salaman, Salama, peace be to you, peace be to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also giving you salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also giving his barakah upon you. At that point, as soon as you're entering, you've got the most beautiful smile on your face, and with light all on your body, there suddenly comes to you these little servants, and these little servants are carrying these trays on their hands, and these are little servants, like 9-year-olds and 10-year-old girls and boys, and they're carrying these plates. What have they got on the plates? They've got little pieces of food on trays for you to just quickly have a bite to eat. Are you hungry? You're not hungry. You're only eating it out of pleasure. Are you thirsty? You're not thirsty anymore because you've just drank from Al-Kawthar. You've just drank from the pond of Al-Kawthar just outside. And so you're not thirsty anymore, but you're drinking out of pleasure. And so the goblets, you see them, mashallah, they're so beautiful. They're like gold and silver and embedded with jewels. And inside it is either kafur or there is tasneem or there is rahiq al-maqtoum, all the most beautiful drinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the believer. At that point, you'll be given a riding beast, and you'll be told to ascend and go to Jannah by your recitation of the Qur'an. So you'll be asked to recite the Qur'an, and the more you know Qur'an, the more deeper and the more beautiful part of Jannah you'll go to, and the more you recite Qur'an, the higher levels of Jannah bi-idhnillah that you'll go to, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when you're flying on your riding beast, and your riding beast is like the burraq, as ulama mentioned, they're like the horse that have wings, like the horse that took Rasulullah from Mecca to Jerusalem in the night of Isra al-Miraj. This is the riding beast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. You will be riding on the beast and you'll be flying over. When you're flying over, you are going through all these houses. Whose houses are these? These are all your houses. What are they? They're made of gold or silver. Their bricks are either gold or their bricks are of silver. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For he who fears the status of his Lord, for he who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is two jannas, meaning a jannah from gold and a jannah from silver, meaning a part of your jannah will be made of gold and your houses will be made of gold and the other part will be made of silver, beautiful silver. Now we're not talking about gold and silver of our time and our place here, but it is the gold and silver of the hereafter, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how beautiful that would be. And when you see the soil on the ground, you will see the soil is not the normal soil. When your cloak is dragging on the ground, you will see that it has a smell of musk, and it has the signs of saffron. And also when you look at the pebbles, you'll see the pebbles are not normal pebbles, but they're rubies and gems and emeralds. How beautiful are they? And subhanahu khaliq al-azim, you will look at as you're flying over in your riding beast, you will see the rivers of Jannah, and how beautiful. You see them all coming through from the middle part of Jannah, from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne. And of these rivers are rivers of honey, of these rivers are rivers of milk, of them are rivers of wine, or the rivers of water, and the most beautiful tasting, and wine that never goes bad, and milk that never goes bad, and they always retain their beautiful taste. And also you will find, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that there are beautiful trees, and the trees are laden with fruit. And if ever you want to eat the fruit, then the hadith of Rasulullah mentions that the tree will actually bend its branches and bring the fruit in front of your mouth, and you will be able to bite into it. Subhanallah, imagine that. How beautiful is that? It will actually bend and it will come and you will be able to bite into it. Also from the food that you will get to eat on that day, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that if you look at a bird and you feel like eating it, as soon as you see the bird, it will come barbecued in front of you. It will become barbecued in front of you. Imagine that. This is also something Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned. Barbecued in front of you as soon as you even desire it. How beautiful is Jannah, and how amazing is the blessing of Jannah, subhana khaliqul azim. Also, when you see the trees of Jannah, you'll find the trees of Jannah, its bark is made of gold, and its trunk is made of gold, and its leaves are golden or made of emeralds and jewels and rubies. Also there you will find a huge tree over there, a huge tree which is a distance of 500 years travel, as Rasulullah had described. And the leaves of the tree are used to actually make the clothes of the people of Jannah. How beautiful is this tree? For whom is this tree? This tree is for those people who are strangers in this life. Who are the strangers? Those who held on to Islam, even though, despite the difficulty, held held on to the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ despite the difficulty, held on to their deen even though their parents might have been giving them difficulty, held on to Islam even though the media is attacking Islam or people are saying things about Islam. They've held on and they're confident that this is the right religion and they've never wavered in their faith. And in spite of all the difficulty, they said we are Muslimin and we are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the tuba that is for them that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in the authentic hadith, At-tuba lil-ghuraba, tuba lil-ghuraba, tuba lil-ghuraba. Verily, the tuba is for the ghuraba, and he said that three times. Of course, as well, when you're flying over, you'll find that there is a wind blowing, and because the wind blowing, the leaves of the trees are wavering, and there is a small humming sound coming, and this is the beautiful humming sound of Jannah, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentions it, that the beautiful humming sound is because of the wind flowing and the leaves moving in the wind, and because of that, a beautiful humming sound, and the wind will always bring with it beautiful rewards and generous blessings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and also beautiful musk and perfume will also come. Also, my brothers and sisters, Islam, when you're flying over Jannah, you will suddenly see the light, lightning in the sky, and you will ask the angels, who are your companions in that day? You will ask them, this is of course the first day, remember, you'll see lightning in the sky and say, where is this lightning from? Whoa, what is the lightning? Oh, look at that lightning, what's happening to it? And you'll ask the angels, my friend, what's going on? And at that point, the angels, perhaps it's Jibreel you might be speaking to, perhaps it's Mikael, perhaps it's Israfil, perhaps the angel of death, perhaps the two angels who tested you, these might be your friends who you never know, and they will tell you, my friend, these are your wives in Jannah who are smiling, because they know that you have just entered and they're waiting for you. They're impatiently waiting for you. And because of the light on their faces, when they smile, it causes lightning in the sky. Amazing. This is an authentic hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmed. Amazing, amazing. This is the lightning that we will see, inshallah, in the sky. My brothers and sisters, Islam, when we... when we go into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us by getting us married to the beautiful believers, beautiful virgins that He has created for every believer on that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made these beautiful virgins from a essence of saffron. So we are created from clay, and look, mashallah, people who are made from clay can also be beautiful. But imagine if someone is made from saffron, how beautiful the essence, how beautiful the character, how beautiful their whole nature and the physical being would be. And so the beautiful women of paradise are made from saffron. And also they are pure and chaste, so they have never, no one has ever touched them. لَا يَمُسُّهُ Nothing has touched them. إِنْسٍ وَلَا جَانٍ No ins, no mankind or jinn has ever touched them. Also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them, they have large eyes and they have all beautiful kuhal in their eyes, and they are and they are voluptuous and they are maidens in 33 years old. And also as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you were to look at them, you would think that they are lu'a maknuna, you would think that they are concealed pearls because of their beauty. Imagine concealed pearls who are covered in all silk and beauty. How beautiful is their sight. Also, Rasulullah had also described that their beauty is so beautiful that you can see the essence of their inside of their body from their skin, because the skin is so beautiful. You can see the nerves in their skin because of the beauty of the skin. And also, Rasulullah had also said that they would sing for their husbands, and the singing of their singing, their voice is more beautiful than any voice of any angel or any prophet, except for the voice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is more beautiful than all of that. Also, every man will be given the energy of 100 men to actually enjoy their wives. And why not? Because there is no sleep in Jannah. Na'am, by the complete consensus of the scholars, there is no sleep in Jannah. Why would there be sleep anymore? Sleep was for people who are tired, but these people will never be tired. They always have the energy of 100 men, and so there is absolutely no sleep in Jannah. Also, one of the most beautiful things, my brothers and sisters in Islam, especially for my brothers and sisters who do not have children, or their children may have passed away, or they have attained old age and now they still can't have children, but they would like to have children. Subhanallah, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in the authentic hadith in Musnad Imam Ahmad that you will be able to have children in Jannah, and he also mentioned that indeed in Jannah you will have children, and the labor will only take one hour. Labor will only take 1 hour, and you can have a child in whichever age you want. Do you want a child at the age of one? Do you want a child at the age of two? Do you want a child at the age of six? You can have as many children as you want. Subhana khaliqul adhim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if this is the reward and this is the beauty of the sister, the Hurul Ain, that I've just described to you, the beauty of the women and the wives of the believing men in Jannah. And this is the beauty that I've described to you. And these are the women who have never struggled in the cause of Allah, never had to wear their hijab in public, so that they were never abused by people. They were never called on, they were never name called, and they were never in difficulty, never had to struggle for their deen. This is the beauty of such people. Imagine the beauty of our sisters, our beloved sisters, who actually spend their, they are wearing the hijab despite the difficulties. Those who are holding on to the religion despite the difficulties. Those who pray in this life, and those who fast, and those who protect their private parts, and those who obey their husbands. Imagine how beautiful they would be. And just for this reason, why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that indeed the believing women will be from the Sayyidat Hurul Ain in Jannah. Verily, the believing women in this life, they will be the leaders of the, or the queens of the Hurul Ain in paradise. So imagine the Hurul Ain, then they're mere servants compared to the beauty of this woman. And this is the wife of the believer, the wife that he had in this life. This is the wife, how she will be, inshallah. And of course, in Jannah, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you will eat and be merry. You can sleep with your wives. You will lie with them on heavy brocade of silk and beautiful beds made of gold and silver, as Rasulullah had said. And you will spend your time doing whatever you want to spend your time with your wives. Go ahead. You want to go spend your time meeting some of the scholars of Islam, Imam Ahmed. Do you feel like meeting Ibn Taymiyyah? Do you feel like meeting Rasulullah? Do you feel like meeting Umar radiallahu anhu? Who do you feel like meeting today? You can do whatever you want, and this is only the first day in Jannah. Subhanallah, how beautiful is that? Wallahi, Rasulullah had said, the last person who enters Jannah will be given what is in this earth and 10 times like it. And according to one narration, what is on this earth and 100 times like it. And also another authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, in Sunan Tirmidhi, Rasulullah had said, the last person who enters into Jannah, he will wait, and he will see in front of him his dominion, and it is the distance of 2,000 years travel. 2,000 years travel. Wallahi, he could spend an eternity, and he probably would not be able to find every single part that he wants to go to. And if he goes somewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it in beauty next time he goes there. And on every Friday, there will be an hour where every believer will be able to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On every Friday, there is an appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where every believer will be able to have an hour with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the most beautiful reward on that day is not going to be the Hurul Ain and not going to be the food or the endless blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but blessing upon blessing, as Allah says in the Quran, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد, and with us is more reward. What is he talking about? It is the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the ulama mentioned, that wallahi, when the believer gets to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah, wallahi, he will forget every other thing. He will forget all other difficulties. He will forget all other blessings. Everything will be insignificant, and nothing will be as significant as looking at the beautiful face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ajr and the ability to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلْ الْعَامِلُونَ. And for an example of this, then let the ones who have to work, work. So let us work, my brothers and sisters in Islam. I hope you will be taking this series of talks on the hereafter, not so that we can just energize ourselves with the knowledge of knowing about what's happening, about the day of judgment, etc., etc. Rather, you will take this knowledge as a way of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I urge you to aim for Firdaus, as Rasulullah s.a.w. had said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ اسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. Verily, if you were to ask Allah for anything, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Firdaus, for that is the highest of Jannah and the most middle part of Jannah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I urge you to be the best that you can. The best of the one of you are the ones who teach the Quran. So therefore, spend your money in teaching the Quran, teach your children the Quran. The best of you are the ones who are best to your wives. So rectify your relationship with your families and go back home and be kind to your wife, so that you may be from the righteous ones. And may the wives also, brothers, sisters, please be kind to your husbands. Be the princess that you expect your husband to also be the prince that you expect your husband to be as well. Also, my brothers and sisters in Islam, remember the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ when he said, the best of you are the ones who are the most beneficial to mankind. So my advice to you is to try to be the most knowledgeable that you can be. Also try to be the most merciful that you can be. Work with your hands for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gain as much knowledge as you can. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people who are truly on the right path. I hope that you have benefited from this series of talks, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity, and bi-idhnillah, I hope to see you again in the near future, inshallah, talking about another series for our benefit. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.